Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Who's out of anything, man? You already know T-Fresh had to do something for the ladies.
Make you smile, make you smile.
It's a flirty
beat
right here.
I'ma make you smile.
Now,
make you smile.
I want everybody
make
to bob.
Make you smile.
Make
you smile.
Make
you smile.
Wake up, one goal on my mind. Trying to make you smile. All of this time, never pop a hand.
Okay.
My main goal's to please ya, never deceive ya. I wanna treat ya like my queen. You're so mean, you're the kind of girl I only found in my dreams. Your smile's like heaven, do it with a bright beam. I don't know nothing, never quite what it seems. But with you, it's different. I just wanna listen, tryna play my position. Make you smile is my mission. With you, I sit back and lay upon Mars. Watch Earth do a 360, wish upon through these stars. Just to let you know a smile from you helped me go far. Now my future tellers couldn't help me be my cause. On your face, so feet, you high cheekbones. I made you smile, can I walk you home?
It's in the middle, mama. I've been thinking about you all night.
All night, all night, all night.
And I was just wondering, if you could be my wife.
My wife, my wife, my wife.
I ain't gon' rush you, smile. Gon' stress you about the questions that I'm asking. Fairy tales come every once in a while. Can I be the only one that make you smile? My baby, miss lady, you can be the one to drive your boy crazy. Amaze me, I'm too fresh. And you can be next, first thoughts always the best. No need to second guess. Now tell me what's next, what's in it for us. No time to think it over, baby girl, it's a must. You're my main crush, not think about her. Tryna take you far away with sweet things occur. Such as more love, more stars above. And the two twin birds, they call them turtle doves. I wanna make you smile, no time to make it frown. Forget about the dude that made you cry, he's a clown. Erase your old memories, tell him what you telling me. He ain't follow rules, so you calling it cute. Now you moved on to something brand new. Let them hate, let them discriminate, that's what they do.
Excuse me, little mama, I've been thinking about you all night.
All night, all night, all
and
night.
I was just wondering, if you could be my wife.
My wife, my wife, my wife.
I ain't gon' rush you, smile. Gon' stress you about the questions that I'm asking. Fairy tales come every once in a while. Can I be the only one that make you smile? Excuse me, little mama, I've been thinking about you all night.
We gotta stop, we gotta stop, we gotta stop.
Just wondering,
fresh,
if you can
be
my wife.
Once again.
Somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Let's get it funky, on the dance floor. We got y'all
be beside of me, I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
I love you more than anything, but the words can't even touch what's in my heart.
Wake up, put up, got all these tones. I work out, I'm doing cool. Just Bobby Banders in the building. Pop that, throw a foot up in the air. One time for an like me with a squad like this, where it seems so strong and the flow so cold. Ain't nothing but some bad bad in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We ain't in beer. They think they seeing me, but they ain't seen. Girls on the pole, yelling, make me rich. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me, nothing can't tell me. All in my zone, all on my own. Open that pack, rolling that strong. And we still up in this. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
Don't kill my vibe, don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy dearest.
hands in the air. Her that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Fully simming. I'm so rich, so all that what you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get cute, softening me. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You picking that, just can't touch it. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing, G. I'm in my zone, don't fuck on me.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
Me and all my all these bad, all this free love. Surrounded by so many women, one of these might be your wife. She looking for a that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say son, low-key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic Rich, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed blast. Chris Bills, I need that. Your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP. Always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a sheep out to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your DJ, KKK DeCapta. I'm going to perform an original song. This one's called In Motion. All right. Here it goes.
Don't play darts right now.
See. You the comedian. I know you. And I know what you can do. But we can't put nobody else on blast because you don't worry, you're gonna get this time. You're gonna be good. Where we at? What happened to your glasses, man? If you do a doctor work, you supposed to put them things on. You gonna cut something, they gonna sue you. No, what? You go land straight raw. If you want to use, it's a pen taken to it, okay? It's like this, right? I use my tool real decent, right? And decent is like this. When the proper term in decent is when it's in long, strong, and hard. Then it's in decent, okay? So that is one which is pretty cool. But anyway, how you been?
You know,
all right? Oh, you really mad? Yeah, you know, like, you know, yeah, I guess so.
No.
All right, you don't want to listen to that, right?
I get smooth.
Ooh, I mean, that ain't your name no more. I took it. Sorry, I got that title now, sir. You doctor. You the doctor. You the doctor. I'm smooth. Oh, now I know what to do with it. I remixed it. You the rhythm. I'm the remix. I'm done with you. Don't say nothing else for the night. We're going to put him on board, SJ Cooper. Say like, nah, man. But Miss Katie, man, she be running it down. Y'all know she can sing, you know what I'm saying? I think you should do another performance.
Yes!
Not guilty. You innocent one. Say like, nothing.
I'm guilty, I did it.
I said not guilty.
I did it.
Oh, well, cuff her.
Cuff me.
Oh, I'm back. Oh, Sam, you blushing. Oh, yeah, what are you blushing for? You want to make it? You want to make tonight, Bobby?
You know,
everything's
on me.
It is not about tonight,
Ricky Smith. Oh, so every Friday is on me, too.
You know,
every, like you said, every night.
No, I'm mad with you.
you're mine, oh mine.
And how long? Gonna take you to paradise.
Yeah.
Can't wait to be with you, girl. Can I have it more than twice?
Yeah.
When I look at you, I'm thinking what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Woman, when I get you there, it's gonna be about me and you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Welcome to Weevil Lounge, 2036 in Houseville Borough, in the Terrace section of Pittsburgh. And conjunctly, Southtown family, this is Make You Smile, Favorite Part 2025. And tonight's going to be the night of ages. Before we get started, I got one thing to say. Let's get ready, let's get ready! I love when she says that, though. I want to hear what she's talking about. She's coming. So anyway. The first gentleman I'm about to bring up, I met him at a comedy competition back in 2007. I don't think he was. Did you go to that competition? Well, okay, it wasn't you then. But anyway, I got my dates all mixed up. Okay.
He didn't start in 2009,
and that year is 2010. Well, anyway, I met this gentleman in a comedy competition. I mean, he was a real cool dude. His comedy is observational, downright witty, and it will knock your socks off. Ladies and gentlemen, those in the town, those in the place, and those in, that can hear me on Facebook and on the web, let me bring up Mr. Jay Cooper! Before you perform, you need to know a little something about you. Like, what's your name? Where you from?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm comedian Jay Cooper, man. I'm from Beachview. That's out in the white area. Y'all may not be familiar with that. Like Southfield, I said, y'all went through like the little tunnels and y'all know about like Dormont, Brookline. Yeah, see, now y'all know. Nobody knows that about Beachview until I say Dormont or Brookline, right? That's all right, so this is me, Beachview Bad Boy, Jay Cooper. What's up?
Okay, so you've been doing comedy in 2009. All right, that's what made you tag on the comedy.
I tell you what happened, right? Well, people go in and said I was funny, all right? One day, I was looking through the city paper, and I thought that they was having open mic night at some place called the Smiling Moose. On the south side, y'all familiar with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's a rough crowd.
Right. Well, yeah, it was interesting.
And that's not our brother crowd, either.
No, I ain't no brother crowd, man. There's nothing but bikers in there and long-haired white folks. And I signed up, and I did my thing. I was the last comic up there, and then I got hooked, and I've been doing it ever since.
Okay, let's ask you one more question. What's the best thing? Since you did comedy, what's your favorite moment? What's the best thing that ever happened to you while you were doing comedy?
Best thing that ever happened? Well, I guess the best thing that ever happened is people just having a good time and laughing. I mean, if people ain't laughing, then I ain't doing my job. So.
All right. All right, well, let me set you up, and we're going to get you started. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this man has been, if you know anything about comedy in Pittsburgh, then you know about Jay Cooper. He has performed in places as the Beehive. He has performed at Smiling Moose. And he has performed at the Improv.
And
the Funny Bone. That's what I meant. And oh, yeah, I'll get Brooklyn Center.
That's right. Name them all, man.
I'll be there all day, man.
Right.
All I can tell you is, when they say this man's on stage, it's going to be a sold-out room. So, without no more further ado, I'm going to turn the mic over to Mr. Jay Cooper.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you for finally showing up. I really appreciate that.
Right?
I mean, you called me up, and I'll be the first one here, and you show up 2 hours later. You know, I mean, I know about, you know.
15 times.
CP, goddamn, dude. What's up, Uwe? How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Y'all doing good? Oh, my God. This month has been crazy, hasn't it? The first month it was warm. I mean, like the first week it was warm. Then, like, you know, the next 2 weeks it was raining, and then now it's cold. I mean, we don't know what to wear today, right? I see everybody wearing clothes. I'm seeing some people in here coming in there half naked and stuff. But it's all good. Everybody's going to have a good time, all right? Oh, my God.
You're going, right?
I don't want to, well, you know what? I really don't even know. What are you? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
a G. That's not even a genie bottle. It's a lamp. It's gonna be a bottle, man. I thought that was an instrument. I thought she was gonna play some music later. I thought she was going boom, 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 boom. I don't even need any kind of man. I know you're doing all right. You're doing all right. Now it was raining like the last 2 weeks. Y'all remember that? How it was raining like nonstop. And I was looking at the news and I was reading the paper and everything, and they were saying, like, you know, because of the rain, you know, crime has dropped considerably, especially in the urban community, especially in the black community, crime has dropped while it was raining. And I understand why. People don't understand, but I know why. And the reason is this. Black people just don't like to commit crime in the rain. It's true. Black people do not like the rain. We stay away from water, man. We hate that. White people, y'all love the rain. All the white people over there, y'all like the rain, right? When the rain comes down, oh, you too exceptional, right?
We go to the ark.
What's that?
We go to the ark.
Y'all go to the ark?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what that is. But anyway, white people, they love the rain. Maybe not you too, but white people love the rain. When the rain comes down, man, y'all be walking in it. Y'all embrace it. Y'all stare at it. You drink it. Ah, y'all love it, man. But black people, man, when rain hits us, man, we start to scurry like cats. That's the way it is with black people. Especially with the black women, man. You ever see black women when rain falls on them? Oh, my God, my track! Ah! They start running off and stuff. I saw this sister at Southside. She ran into Sally's Beauty Store just to grab a plastic bag to put over her head. She ain't even give a damn how stupid she looked. She just knew that she spent $85 to get that hair done, and she wasn't trying to mess that up. And the brothers, oh, my God. Oh, shit, my Jordan, nigga, no. They freaking out. Yeah, we just don't adapt to the rain. We don't like the rain that much. Oh, but, yeah, I've been doing comedy for a while, man. I'm 31 years old now. I'm starting to get older and stuff, and I'm starting to notice how certain things, when you get older, you know, like when you get hairy, you know, you start getting hair in places you never thought you could have
it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right? Like, I started noticing I had hair in my ear. Like, I used to clown people that had hair in their ear. Now I got it. And I remember, I noticed it the first time when I stepped outside, and it was windy out, and I felt like my ear started to tickle. And I'm like, why is my ear tickling? This is weird. I shouldn't be ticklish. That's not cool. That's not manly. So I put my finger to the end of my ear, and I felt these little strands of hair just flapping in the breeze. And I didn't like that, so I plucked them bastards out. I was like, fuck every one of them out. You believe them bastards grew back 2 days later? They weren't going nowhere. I even heard them. They were still flapping in the breeze, and they were talking to me saying, "We're here to stay." I'm like, damn. That's not cool. You know what's not cool? What was worse than that? I'm starting to get hair on my bum, on my butt. Yeah, exactly. Any woman will tell you that hair on a man's ass, that is not sexy. That is not sexy at all. I'm trying to take care of that because I'm not trying to have women clown me for that. Like, I don't want to get those nicknames like Harry Henderson. I don't want women calling me ass squatch. I don't like that. That's not cool. Nobody want to be called that. Yeah, ass squatch. I just made that up. I'm about to copyright that. That's the weirdest thing. I just don't like hair growing like that. I mean, you know, I could be going on Facebook and Twitter talking about I'm about to wax that ass, and, you know, my homies are going to be thinking I'm talking about some woman, but no, I'm at home literally waxing my ass. That's not cool. I lost y'all a drink on that for a second. It's been a second. Hold on a second. All right. But, yeah, like I said, man, I'm 31. I'm getting older now. And I've been starting to notice, you know, because I'm single. And I've been on the, you know, I was on the bus one time, and I heard that this, you know, this woman talking to her daughter, right? A 30-year-old daughter, and she was talking about how, baby, you need to get you a man. You need to find your man. Every woman needs a man. And I don't believe that's entirely true because in reality, and the women can back me up on this, every man needs a woman.
Definitely.
Definitely. That's right. Because we as a society, we look at a 30-year-old single woman different than we look at a 30-year-old single man. Seriously, you look at a 30-year-old single woman, not married, no boyfriend, no kids, still living at home, you think to yourself, well, maybe she's just concentrating on her career right now. Maybe she's going back to school. Maybe she's not ready for a relationship. Maybe she's a closet lesbian. Who knows? Nobody knows. You know, we always give the women the benefit of the doubt. But if you look at a 30-year-old single man, not married, no girlfriend, no kids, still living at home, you're like, man, that dude, he's sorry as hell, man. I hear that all the time. Dude be like, man, why the hell won't you get out your parents' house? Boy, what's wrong with you? That's sad. I got to go say that all the time. Yeah, I live at home. So what? Rent free. Holla. Hashtag that.
Hashtag that.
Yeah. Hashtag. I'm about to put that on my Twitter right now. Everybody, break out your phone right now. Is that, everybody got their cell phones with you? I know everybody got a cell phone, right? Cell phones is crazy, man. I swear. You know, cell phones, they have a lot of good things, but also cell phones can also be the root of evil, man. I have seen, especially with text messaging, how many people text message you hit? Constantly, right? All right. I tell you what, I swear to God, I have seen so many relationships end because of a text message. Not really what was said, but how it was interpreted. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, me and my girlfriend at the time, you know, we're texting each other back and forth for hours. Eventually, I lay the phone down, and I walk away. I don't want to talk to her no more, right? She's still texting me. Once she got the hint that I wasn't texting her back, she got mad, and she posted in big letters, why the hell ain't you texting me back? Now, what I didn't understand, you know, like most people, when you see somebody post a text in all caps, what does that mean? Exactly. They're mad. They're yelling at you. They're screaming at you. So that's the way I took it. You know, that's the way she meant for it. Like, why aren't you, you know, texting me back? I'm reading it like, why the hell aren't you texting me back? I got pissed. So I sent her a text back in all caps. Bitch. Who the hell are you yelling at like that? She responded back to me in caps. Who the hell are you calling a bitch, nigga? I ain't even yelling at you like that. I said, well, it sure looked like it. Take your damn caps off then. Well, she broke up after that. Over a damn text message. But that's just a public service announcement to everybody. Just be careful because you never know how a text message can be misinterpreted. All right? Oh, God. What else could I talk about? I can put on the phone. I think I done did everything that I was told to do on my list today. Oh, yeah, that's right. I am coming back on. So I'm going to have to come up with some more stuff. In the meantime, let's bring back Ricky Smooth. I don't know why I called you Ricky Stone. My fault. I was thinking about one of my boys and shit, but you're my boy, too. So let's bring Ricky Smooth back up here, the co-host who finally made it here. And we're going to continue this thing, all right? Here we go. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm comedian Jay Cooper. I'll be back later, y'all. Jay Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for Jay Cooper. Yeah. I really appreciate Jay coming.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when Southside Family, a couple of weeks back, especially made me one of them, and I got the lap dance, and whoever did that lap dance, can she please come back? Because, like, my arm got 3 pounds bigger since then. But anyway, like I said, we're going to get back to the music coming up real soon. Tinashe D, he going to have y'all cracking up. And he got that comedy that's like in your face kind of comedy. So kick back, relax, get some drinks, get some food, smoke a Bigato, and just smoke it, please call me. So anyway, we're going to go back to the music, and I'll see you in a few minutes. All right, it's your DJ, KKK, we got to the song burner, a.k.a. Catwoman up in here. But anyway, listen up. If y'all have any questions, just call that number, 323-927-2990. Again, the number is 323-927-2990. If you are confused, we are at Hoosier. That is 2036 Brownsville Road. Again, 2036 Brownsville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now I'm going to get back into the music with y'all. This is the Everybody Party.
My body. it's your favorite song. Translation, ven aquí mami, así culo. Tu quiero cuer mi huevo, si papi muere, te espero chuparte, puto pendejo, el pinche cabrón. Let's get it, nice like this, I'm a knight like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this, and I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Touché on god, two-page trap and a two-two pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 that BK does.
She wants some more of this, I give her more of this, I add this. In fact, I know she missed the way I floored this, I'm focused. I know my Houston partner's strap of four and this is focused, and slow it down, down.
Alright, let me blow this bitch up famous, I blame this on you. Cash in the Ferrari, hang it, my penthouse roof. Skyline the clearest, watch it, your optics popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, head with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything, cop that. Oh, oh, calibrate. 3 degrees low, make it hot for me, drop that. Oh, 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 damn, yeah, we can stop this. Yeah, yeah, with the shit, ay. Oh, 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 damn, with the shit, ay. This, that, this, that, damn, with the shit,
ay. Bummy, famous.
Oh,
All right, welcome back, welcome back. All right, make some noise, make some noise.
Woo!
Yeah, oh yeah, that's why we on live stream. Hi, TV Land, how's everybody? Okay, just because you got speaker artists, that doesn't mean that y'all, if you got talent, y'all come on up. If you can do a poem, say a few jokes or some riddles, come on up. You know, you got karaoke. Whatever you can do, feel free. This is an open forum. That's what this is about. Tonight, oh, you got some room? You want to come up with some room? You all ready? All right. Now, give me a few more minutes.
You ready,
Angel? Okay, yeah, get some audience participation going.
I got a few riddles for you all. This is the holidays. Holidays is coming up. Give you a few monster riddles. Yeah, sharp you are. What does E.T. stand for? E.T. You want to try again?
What's your name?
What does E.T. stand for?
Extraterrestrial. Duh.
Let's try. E.T. stands when he doesn't want to sit down.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sure everybody saw E.T., right? So you should get both of these. What did the boy say when the extraterrestrial went home? E.T. come, E.T. go. You get it? Okay. What happened to the monster? What happened to the monster who ate the electric company?
He blew up!
Try again. Try again. Try again.
He's a crazy monster!
Anybody else want to try and get it right? Well, simple. He went into shock.
Oh, man, you got me!
Okay, let's see. What did the metric Martian say?
Was it what?
The metric Martian.
The metric Martian.
Come on now, metric, you know.
Yeah, you too long.
You
sure? Take me to your leisure.
Oh, that was
funny.
That was
okay. How do Martians shave?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Martian, I
need
no Martian facial here. I did not know.
To the
facial.
With laser blade. Did you hear about the new Dracula doll? Anybody hear about the new Dracula doll?
No.
You put in a battery and it bites a Barbie doll in the neck.
Okay.
What do little vampires need for all their toys? Now that's real simple. You already did that the first try.
Battery?
There you go.
Battery? Okay.
Yeah. What do little vampires need for all their toys?
Little battery.
Battery.
That was funny. I
know Ricky Smee wasn't even thinking of it like that. He was literally thinking batteries for like toys in general, like batteries, but we caught on to it. What's up, Smooth?
And I'm like, I think we're going to get ready and bring up our second guest.
Yeah.
You know, we can chat, we can fire down the back, yes or not. You know, we're going to get the show going. Anyway.
Man, we're going to call this man Snoop. My man Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Compton, Bronson, whatever you want to call it. Crip Walking, you know what I'm saying? What's up, man?
Are you going to duck later? Is he doing all that?
Are you going back to the ladies' room?
Is that Talon?
Yeah. If you Dougie, I'll Dougie. If I Dougie, my brother on Dougie. Pete Dougie, D Nice is going Dougie. If D Nice is going Dougie, Real Man is better Dougie. But he ain't allowed back here. Better Dougie, you heard it. Better Dougie. And Shocker says she's going Dougie too. That's why she's talking away. No, right.
Okay.
Oh, God. Man, we're going to get this man up here, man. Okay.
This next gentleman I want to introduce. I met him on the north side, doing comedy. Yeah, north side in the house. And he's a funny dude, man. He got that in your face kind of comedy. So I'm not going to delay it no further. Let me bring up the one, the only, Kanaki B. What's up, Kanaki? How are you?
How you doing?
I want to thank you for coming out, man. Like I said, when it first was said as a host, you the first person, you and Jay Cooper, the first two people I thought about. You know, so I'm glad you came up. Thanks for staying for your presence. That's what's up. So tell me about you. Where you from? What you do?
Northside, born and raised.
All right, from Northside.
Woo! Are you from Northside?
No.
Come on now, give Northside some love now. Give Northside some love now.
Northside!
Yeah! I just said Homewood now. Come on now.
I am from Southside.
Homewood. So I like that. What are some of our future influences?
I would say my dad.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's good. So, like I asked Jay, what asked you? You've been doing comedy for a long time. What's your favorite memory of doing comedy?
My favorite memory doing comedy was when I had a child support warrant. And I'm sure for that the comedy show. And then when I got off stage, they locked my ass up.
Oh, wow. What do you want? You were on a TV show one time.
You
were. Was you on Judge Alex School or something like that?
Yeah, I was on that. Judge Alex. I had to sue a promoter for not paying me my $3,000. And the judge let me do my routine in his courtroom with a wig on. You got to go to Facebook and YouTube, as a matter of fact. Brown vs. McCoy, watch the video. It's like hilarious.
Did you win the case?
Yeah, did you win?
I've got my $3,000. I'm going right to the Wheaties, man.
He ain't lying. Wheaties, man, didn't pay before you. You can't like it, paid. All right. So now, this gentleman, Sammy Conley, he has performed in so many places. I can't begin to name them all. You can find him on the north side at a particular bar on corner Woodward and McCord.
1441
Woodward Avenue. I'm not going to say the name because I conflict of interest. But if you go to 1441 Woodward Avenue.
I'm
going to
say the name because they got robbed. Y'all seen the new Young Bro.
Again, I wasn't going to say the name due to conflict of interest. But I'll say this, though. If you come here, you ain't got to worry about that drama. Okay? If you come here, you know you're going to have a good time. Okay? If you come here, you're going to be singing, you're going to be dancing, you ain't got to worry about nobody quitting and hating. We ain't about that here. All right? Can I get an amen on that?
That's what's up. Because we all about having a good time, black people or people of color come together and having fun. All right? So if you got an address, you ain't here to party, you ain't here to be seen or seen to be seen or whatever, then you're in the wrong place, okay? Speaking of which,
I'm just like, okay, so I'm here too, but I'm just like,
you are so black.
You know what? You're on a real topic.
You're biracial.
Okay, but anyway, like I was saying, getting back to the intro. This man has performed on television. He performed in various venues in the state of Pennsylvania and beyond, all over the world. He's making his first internet radio debut. Ladies and gentlemen, my comedian god brother, my partner in crime, my brother from another mother and father, Mr. Tenacity B. All
right.
Who's here? Who's here? How you doing? You got to make some news now. Come on, guys.
I can't want to do better than that.
Who's going to make some news now? Who's here? Woo! Dr. Seuss, who's here?
Ricky asked me to come to Whoville, and I started Googling Whoville, and they took the picture of Dr. Seuss's community. Thank y'all for having me to Whoville. How y'all doing tonight? Y'all doing all right? Security, you all right? I see the man at the door getting fucked up. I see the man at the door getting fucked up.
We always leave. You want a shot?
Yeah. I'll pay $2 to get a shot. Yeah, got some gold braces on the door. Get to them. Go on there.
$3.
I ain't got $3. To them. Get some braces. Oh, man, it's crazy. Ain't it cold outside?
Yeah.
Woo! But I'm going to tell y'all something. If you live with somebody, now ain't the time. If you live with somebody, now ain't the time to be arguing about that food they ate in your room in the goddamn refrigerator.
Hey, baby, ain't that Subway sandwich?
Yeah, I ate it.
Oh, man, that sucker ate you live with me.
No, I tell you what. I'm going to get you a Subway. You get the shit out of my house. Let him eat this gas. You know what I mean? That's how it is, though. You on the bus, but the little ones, you got a car. Hey, man, can you drive me to work?
Oh, no, I don't feel like it. I'm tired.
You tired? I tell you what. I'm going to catch the bus. When I get back, get out my motherfucking house.
Yeah.
That's how the game goes. I'm keeping it real. That's how the game goes.
Yeah.
You broke. He just got paid. Hey, man, can I borrow $20? Oh, I ain't got it. I tell you what. When I get this bag of weed on credit, you take your money and go to the Avalon Motel. The Avalon. Avalon, woo! He's talking out bigger bag. I'm going to pick up my bra from the Avalon pissing this shit.
Man, don't you know you got to slide that bag to the door?
You can't be doing this and then looking at the door and thinking somebody going to kick it. You know who you at. You know who you at. Don't get butt naked in the Avalon Motel. Don't get butt naked. You drop something, Harriet. I mean, oh.
Miss Edna?
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, I'm sorry. I had a flashback. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I see the paper drop. It just splashed me. Boom, boom. Hey, tell me, my brother, two free slaves, but he had a shotgun. If you actually don't want to do the work, you shoot you in the back with that shotgun. Yeah, you hit the book. You never get the history book. That's how it really went. Harriet Tubman carried the shotgun. For real. I mean, I got to know y'all history. For real, I love history because I'm black. You got to know your history. Harriet Tubman used to carry a shotgun. See, y'all just think she freed the slaves, but she had that shotgun for a reason. You're going to do some work with that motherfucker. You ain't just gonna be running all through the Underground Railroad not doing a motherfucking thing. That's why she got that shotgun. She blow your ass out in the back. Whew! Yeah! Damn!
I got my costume on. I see a lot of y'all people with them costumes on. I love that wolf. Mr. Wolf. Excuse me, Big Bad Wolf. Something to puzzle this year. I've been wanting to talk to you any motherfucking way. You run around blowing down people's houses and shit. No, fuck that. You hear this happen trying to call you on the phone and shit. The pig won't know why you keep blowing down their motherfucking houses and shit. All that big bad shit. Not gonna do it.
It's me, it's the wolf.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Blowing down their house. Come out, motherfucker. I'll blow this motherfucker down. That brick house got you fucked up, though. That brick house got him fucked up. He's blown like a motherfucker. Bust his heart and had a heart attack and shit like that. And all that running through, climbing through people's windows and shit over Riley Hood and shit over the guys you have and shit. I knew you was my motherfucking grandma when I came to the story. I knew you wasn't my motherfucking grandma. You laying there and dick. Slobbering out all this drool and shit. You got your rabies and shit. Got all this bone on the side of your motherfucking mouth. My grandma ain't got no bone on her back there. But grandma, what big eyes you had. They all coming on slick and shit. Better to see you with. What you really want to say is, I'm hungry than a motherfucker. When this bitch turn her back. I'm going to turn her back out. You a motherfucker, man. You a job, motherfucker. Every book you've been in, you throw them flick shit. You throw them flick shit. Burning up in the tree singing this shit. The little bird singing. He got a piece of cheese in his motherfucking mouth and shit. You down there chilling and shit. I'm going to eat that motherfucking bird. I'm going to get that cheese. He put a lot of people on it. Hey, play that song that you played before. Little bird can sing the song. And the cheese come out of his mouth. And you come with that motherfucker. He's a jab. Hey, motherfucker. He's a petty motherfucker. The wolf is a, y'all say it with me. The wolf is a what? Petty motherfucker. That's going to be the new nursery rhyme book. Petty motherfucker wolf. Third page. First bullet I've ever paid, Wolf Snack in the Pocketbook.
Oh,
man. Oh, shit, I just had to say that. I just wanted to say that, man. Oh, y'all enjoying yourself tonight?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you scared me with that Jason mask on. For real, man. You sitting there looking at me and shit. I ain't got no motherfucking money in my pocket. Feels like it on stage. I got this old sucker-ass suit on and shit. You want to put the mask down like I ain't seen your face before you put the mask down. What kind of program are you, man? I'm in the dentist's face. They gonna pull the man down and rob me. Like, I ain't gonna identify this motherfucker. Like, I'm not gonna identify him. I'm going down to police headquarters and get your prostituted, motherfucker. I'm looking through the pictures, looking through the book and shit. You see the man who slapped the shit out of you? Yeah. I'm turning the motherfucking pages and shit. That's him. That's that motherfucker right there. Right there. Can you crop a Jason mask on and crop a Jason mask on? That's that motherfucker right there. That's that motherfucker. Then when I go to court and then the trial comes, you want to go to jury trial, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going to say, they're going to say, do you know the man who slapped the shit out of you? I'm going to stand up and say, that motherfucker right there. That's how I'm going to court with my feet. If you say, that guy right there, then the jury going to say, they're going to say, well, he really don't know. But if you say it my way, that motherfucker right there. They going to know that, yeah, you got hit that pistol. You remember that shit, yeah. I got robbed before, man. It ain't fun getting robbed. It ain't fun. I was legitimate and shit, you know. Robert ended that career right there because I took him on a trip. He faked me out. I fell for him. Did you drop something? I looked down. He slapped the shit out of me with a motherfucking pistol, man. Don't fall for it. Let me go. You dropped something, brother. We ain't gonna pray. Don't, that's the new thing. They got this crime and shit going on. The new thing is the Okie, though. Don't fall for Okie. You downtown, you don't get bad from chilling. Kids having a good time. About to go to the welfare office on Warner Street. On the water bill to try to get some shots and shit back on. Don't fall for the money from Okie, though. Well, I'm going to look on the Warner Center, huh? Anybody that earned the work program and shit? You working straight there? Oh, yeah, they can get you to the flat screen. Yeah, you ain't getting no more. And, you ain't getting no more. And then they went back and got the goddamn cable wire. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? What kind of... You take them, take it all. You don't. You take it all. You whatever wires hooked up to it, just grab the whole thing off the wall and just get the fuck on. Don't get home and say, damn, I forgot the cable wire. Yeah. I'm good. I don't get, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm spinning. I've been like this all my life, pretty sure better than anything like that. You know, boom. I'm spinning. But I'm going to tell you something else. If you go to jail and you ain't got no commissary, you get bending a motherfucker in there. For real. See, what I mean, I know some of y'all been down that jail. I know some of y'all been down the county jail before. Jason. You think y'all got today? For real. For real. For real. How long have you been down there?
Wait, I got my
record. And I got my record to in the glove department. I keep that shit. I want to get on the bus. You know what I'm saying? My car broke down. I got an old ass car. Kids are running high. I can park it there. Jump on the bus. Oh, this guy kind of jail. You got a suit on, but I got a kind of jail. Yeah, I got locked up there. You know what I'm saying? For real? Huh?
I got my
wristband. You got the wristband. You just out today. You gonna be at home washing your ass in the store down here. You know, you put me at home like this, and I'm out of work. Why not work with me all right? Work that shit up. Work that shit up in there. You know what I mean? So you burn that vinegar and shit up in that stuff. You know what I mean? We were like, smell it down. Y'all were like, hot. Nobody want no cat bitch in this stuff. Damn, Molly, nobody wants that shit. That's what I'm just being
silly,
baby. Hey, how many days you do?
Well, I did
33. Ooh. Thank you, Molly Day. Thank you, Molly Day.
Yeah,
thank you,
nobody knows.
I don't give a fuck in the garden or something. I can't do that to you. I get somebody from the garden or something. I get one from the garden. Can you bring me a grilled cheese from the kitchen? I keep on the side of here. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, motherfucking Dave. What was the last?
Wow. Are you kidding me?
What was the last time? What was the last stretch? The last stretch.
Five motherfucking months.
I know you better watch this, not more. I know you're going to watch this, not more. I just 6 motherfucking months after 2 weeks. I'm like, this is that motherfucker. Tag is a little longer. You can live a little longer. I need a motherfucker. I need a little longer. I'm taking a little longer. I'm taking a little longer. I need a little longer. It was love.
Don't say that.
I remember when the commissary, and I was reading, I was down to jail before. I'm in the commissary thing. I got these time logs in this mind. I was down there before, and I didn't know the game. That was my first time down. I ain't know the game down there. And they gave me that commissary list. Ma'am. They gave me the commissary list. Oh, I didn't know that when I was done with the paper.
I know.
And I put it out, and it said sanitary napkin. I bet it's like face napkin or something like that. So I'm sitting out there waiting for my little package to come in, and the man said, Brown, sanitary napkin. They gave me a big box of pads, man. Everyone in the carrying this over the pads. I'm looking at the paperwork he gave us. Looking at the sheet he gave us. I wanted some napkin, not no. You know, I'm looking at it. I said, damn, sanitary napkin, not regular napkin. And they gave me this long ass pad, man. Everyone, what the fuck you about to do in that motherfucker's cell, man? Yeah. Oh, yeah. For real, man. I didn't know my first time down. I didn't know if you let somebody use your tennis shoes and they get something to another sale, you ain't getting the motherfucking back. I didn't know that. They told me to read the handbook. I didn't read the damn handbook. Yo, can I use your shoes? And it got to the fight. They took me to the whole my motherfucking brand new tennis shoes on and shit. What the fuck? Everybody know what the fuck. Everybody know what the fuck. The girl will come home, she in the bed with another man, what the fuck? What the fuck? You go to work, the boss man got you doing all this damn work, the white man riding around in the forklift, what the fuck? What the fuck? One more. That's it.
One more.
I just keep it going. All right, one more, but for real. I want to thank y'all for coming out here, and I'm going to be a citizen. I want to thank y'all for coming to the Dr. Oz show. On WPXI. Now, Dr. Oz, I want to ask you something. When I pee, it burns like a motherfucker. Can you please tell them what the fuck is that? You need to be a doctor. Hey, but thank y'all for coming out here tonight. I want to really thank y'all. I just like something new to me because it's a different kind of atmosphere, and I love it. We love it. JJ Funk got it. I see on Facebook all the time.
Hey,
yeah. Where's JJ Funk? I wonder about that Creamy Friday I be seeing on Facebook all the goddamn time. Who's that Creamy Friday? Well, look, let's make it a wet. I wonder, they say Creamy Friday on Facebook. Who's got the Creamy Friday? Because it's like...
That's a chocolate right there.
Hey! Guilty. Because they say, Sun Garden. I see your picture on Facebook and everything like that. I mean, it's the same outfit and everything like that. And your profile picture. And, it's last one. It's been on for about 6-7 months. Thank you. Get back there. Kitchen all fucked up, change it. But I'm glad to meet you, baby. I like that cowboy. Okay. Thank y'all for having me out here tonight. Y'all can catch me on Facebook. Y'all can catch me on Facebook. I can do one more set. I'll come back and do one more set.
Okay.
All right. Because I need you, y'all. All right. Now, didn't I tell you, I was going to bring the AJ? Didn't I tell you? That's what's up. And he didn't joke one time. He was all on the floor. He was knocking people's drinks over. But you know what? That's not TV. That's what he do. So give it up for our comedians one more time. Jay Cooper, tonight TV. That's what's up. And guess what, y'all? They coming back, okay? They coming back. So now, we're going to get back to the music, drink up, eat up, smoke up. We're going to continue with the good times. Because why? We are going to continue to rewrite the definition of a Saturday night should be right. All right? So tell your friends, and they're going to tell their friends, and we're going to have something good here. All right, now back to the music.
What's up, everyone? It's your DJ, KJ Nicky Costa. If you got any questions that you'd like to ask any of the comedians or that performing act that was just up on stage, just call that number 323-927-2990 or hit us up on Twitter at FCWHHA Radio Show. You can definitely ask us the question on Twitter also or on our website, whharadioshow.weebly.com. This is Make You Smile Part 24, Halloween Extravaganza. Let's get back into the music. T.I. featuring B.O.B. Kendrick Lamar. Quick second. Memories back then.
Hey, in my apartment a long time ago, I knew a bad. She was kind of slow, still gave it up when it's a few of us. She let me finger on the school bus. We used to cut school with her rank. She wanna hang with her, we want one thing. Jet penetrating that dope, dawg. She choke on it like smoke, dawg. But whenever I f***ed up my re-up, in a dice game, I go see her. She'll give me enough to buy a quarter ounce, then blow up blunt of that re-. She used to buy a new sneaker, pay the bill on my beeper, just so she could pay me for the 69, and I know it's time to go freak her. Then one day I just asked her, why you always getting I mean, damn, me get paid, all you do is get laid. This don't add up. She say, till all I wanna do is feel love. Even if I know it ain't real love. Even if I know I only finna hit it, then never call back, I still. And that f***ed up, she so trill. I need some, she go still. When the trap hot and police ride, yeah, where we go chill. For about 4 years, she held dope for my 4 pounds till it go down. I remember shouting, she stayed down. I won't say her name, cause she married now.
I was make moves, I boss do. And she never gave any time of day. But she the chick all the try to talk to. But when it came to me, she had a thing for me. When we kicked it, she rolled up the weed for me. And we both cut glass, post up in the cut, steady watching just to see if the police coming. We got close over time, her and I. Right around the time that I first got signed. Come to think about it, I was about 17. I ain't even have a license, couldn't even drive. I was going back and forth with each flight. Another show after show, each night. She became so suspicious of these other. She go through my phone and we fight. Talk about torn between the two. Wasn't really much more that we could do. Wasn't really much space for us. She stayed down with every tour she see me do. But I guess one night I had a few. One night I had a few. Yeah, this little chick that caught my eye. I told her hurry up, meet me at the room. And no, I didn't have a contraceptive. With my common sense neglected. 2 months later, next thing I know, I got a text that said I'm pregnant. And you can almost bet she kept it. And that's the reason why you left me. On top of all that, it wasn't even mine. I went and got paternity tested.
With them big old thighs after school. J305, I gave me high five when I said I'm in high pursuit. You said I won't ride until Kendrick drive a new Monte Carlo that cruise. And that shot my pride, I tried to improv, but no freestyle, I never do. You're looking for the with the tallest fetty. You're overlooking every that ain't quite ready. To make it rain on you like I'm about to break a levee. Hold up, that petty. Yeah, your nail did, your head did, your cell phone is selfish. It only got numbers that come with a Hummer, her new prima donna, I smelled it. Tried to make you mine. Tried to make some time, but I ain't got the time or the patience to stop and wait in line. Her dreams hoes Versace, she fought for Armani, only deal with rich. You and Mick Romney, I'm grown now, I'm on my own now. I'm popping, change my phone now, when I get home now. I got options, fast forward, wait, is that you? With them big old thighs after school? And your 3 kids and 3 baby daddies in car notes, that's overdue. I know.
Got me feeling too low. They're trying to make me slow down. Trying to tell me how to live. I'm about to lose control.
Lose control.
What's
They wanna threesome, handsome, spend whatever come in income. Me and my we ain't never going broke. And you have to do it all just to know where it gets you. Living dreams we can never afford. Now we sitting in the back saying, this is what I live for. This is what I live for. This is what I live for. With the people I die for. This is what I live for. This is what I live for. This is what I live for. With the people I die for.
That I die for. This you can't fake, dawg. This is what you need God for. How long do you think it's gonna take for y'all to fall? That's a serious question, cause I seriously question all of y'all. Been touring the world, man. I done spent racks in all the malls, and they know my story, flaws and all. I still got plaques hanging wall to wall, dawg. She just offered a striptease, but she don't look like Demi Moore. Hips all on 45, waist all on 24, and it's all love in the city. Still scream XO when that Henny pour, but I'm that boy, not just any boy. What the think that I'm in it for? Roll up in that thing, I like Prince, but they know I'm king. Tells my that thing, if he get caught, he'll be home by spring. Things I shouldn't share, I mean for the sake of my career. I'm not trying to stunt, I'm just telling you the truth. I swear, this is shit that I live for, with the people I die for. This shit you can't fake, dog. This shit you need God for. This that shit we really gotta talk about in person. There's some shit I need to work on, but I know you see me working.
This shit that I live for, this shit that I live for. This is what I live for, with the people I die for. This is what I live for, this is what I live for. This is what I live for, with the people I die for. This is what I live for, this is what I live for. This is what I live for, with the people I die for.
Get high, get high, get high, get high, get high.
West side, west side, west side, west side,
west side.
Young
Moolah, say we having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration, let us stay high.
Blowing on that hail, hail. Breaking down them trees, I'm out the door with that on them peas. Scooping up Chris and I'm hitting the freeway. Yeah, got a whole zip of that perk. Got a couple home with no clothes on, get a roll on, let's twerk. Now we hotboxing that ghost, Ace all in that dough. Ray-Bans on my face, never know when my eyes low. Smoke good, good, eat good, stay cow. She said backwoods, kill switches, you eat, take out. Yeah, but I love in red bone. She country thick and that hair long, that killer, she dead wrong. She went to high with her hair strong. Her mama tossed her, her legs long. She went to college and got a master's. Now she bringing that bread home. Roll up.
Put the pep in the blunt. Pep in the blunt.
We having a celebration. Let us stay high. We having a celebration. Let us stay high. We having a celebration. Let us stay high. We having a celebration, 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 let us stay high. We having a
your body, hoping that you would just give me a chance. Goddamn, B, you throw your glass up at his toes. My cash up and your ass up, and I'm the one sipping the most tonight.
On your west side.
And if you wanna roll, had the best night of your life.
No lie, no lie.
Me and you together, girl, I'm celebrating you tonight.
Yeah, I'm long. No cigarello, rello. Love when I mellow, get on my level. 101 carats in my bezel, I'm home. Like soon as the ice cream stuck at the ghetto. Little knucklehead always in trouble. Soon as I ask for the hot number, for sure. Yeah, I get it, then I'm gone. Then I hit it like boom, boom. Now you f***ing up my zone. My zone, my zone. Said she wait for daddy come home. Told me she ain't got nothing on. I'm talking no thoughts at all. Yeah, she throwing that back. Hard as a back, sit on my lap. With me, nothing better than that. That's a fact, that's a fact. Don't act Hollywood, cause I don't act by my business, but I don't slack. This my celebration rap, so
we having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration, let us stay high.
I pour up a Pimp C, light up a Soda Slim, straight out the gutter, with the rest of the boulder pins. Money for days, go both ways, on the road to riches, I got road rage, got the cushion, the swisher, got the liquor, got a silence on the gun, take it off like a stripper, yeah, wake up, I'm going at your face, make up, these stitches, cause they taking pay cuts, man, somebody tell them, celebration, all my got guns, no registration, yeah, not gone like that weed up, I'm truck fit, teed up, down, beat up.
Rolling and choking and moving, so motion, I'm flowing on guns. Rolling and choking and moving, so motion, I'm flowing on guns.
We having a celebration, let us stay high. 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 We having a celebration, let us stay high.
We having a celebration, let us
stay high. Don't mind me, baby. We're taking over summer.
Ricky Schmidt, what's up, yo? What's happening?
We're going to continue the show, and when KK is going to come up and do a song for Jay. And what y'all going to do? We're going to do it now? Hey, Cooper, where you at, sir? Hey, Jay Cooper. And his song, man, you can't miss him. Is he still here? Okay, Jay. Come on up, man. Have a seat. I ain't gonna lie to you, son. I'm jealous of you right now. I'm so jealous of you right now. I am mad. All I can tell you, my friend, is enjoy the show. All right, coming up, we got Miss KK, the baddest DJ on the planet.
Woo!
Yeah, she got me bad. She sings, she dances, she writes, she does some modeling. I mean, she's jack of all trades. And she do some acting? Well, that was up. So anyway, she's going to perform a song, and I think he's going to be the man of the hour right now. Hey, real quick.
I let my hair down, so.
I will pay your rent. You don't sit there.
He paid my rent free. He ain't paying much.
That don't mean I won't take your money.
All right. Don't let Everybody
ready? All right, all right. Well, okay, I was going to pay a food stamp, so it's all good.
Wait, who's not food stamp? Y'all buy the
food stamp?
Y'all
leave it that
bad.
Wait, I got the paper food stamps, okay? Exactly. But you want them, you can have them. All right. Without no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring out Miss KK. She's gonna perform Aces, and if you're Aces like I am, I'm gonna give it a mic like right now.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your DJ. I'm going to be performing a song of mine called Aces. It's an original song. I wrote it, and I also made the beat. Like always, I make money, always put me on the spot. Y'all might want to gather around to watch this because it might be funny to y'all. But I don't know. Jay might be a little anxious. Here goes my band.
It's been a minute.
Thank you.
No, 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 it's not. No. You said, give it to Jay Kinsler. We're going to give it to Jay Kinsler. What? What?
I'm paying for this
motherfucking
rent.
No, no, you said, oh, man. Go ahead, Catwoman.
All right, man, look, man, we got another performer coming up, man. My brother D-Max is going to be coming up to the stage, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm screwing up right there, yo. Take my stuff up all day. What's up, man? Tell the people your name, introduce yourself, and what you performing.
I'm D-Max, and I will be performing Problem Solved. Me and Kenneth did it. Shout out to the bro, Blurry Breeze. He's not here right now, but let's get it.
Now, my brother will come, you know what I'm saying? Team SSS, Now I think it's my turn to go on and get cracking.